Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Yesterday, as we were considering 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we read something strange. It said this in chapter 11, "That is why a wife ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels." Now, what in the world do angels have to do with anything? How does a woman having authority on her head have anything to do with angels? Why are they brought into the picture? Well, I must admit that this is a tough one. But if I can call in another Bible verse here, it would be Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. Listen to what it says. In verse 8, it begins by saying, "To me, grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery, hidden for ages in God who created all things, that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places." So in some way, the angels who are in the heavenly places are looking into our lives. They're looking into our churches. And they are either excited and rejoice over how the gospel is expressed in our lives, and in particularly in our relationships, or they are disheartened by it. When they see husband and wife functioning like they were created and designed to function, they rejoice. But when they see wives shun their distinction and usurp the role of the leader, and when they see men abdicating their responsibility, well, the angels, they mourn. Now, as we consider all that chapter 11 has brought to us, none of it sounds that bad, does it? I mean, it sounds like sense to me. We know that too many cooks in the kitchen can be a bad thing. And instead of us deciding who the leaders are going to be, doesn't it make sense that we would look to God who created us to determine these roles? So listen, this is not something you have to pray about. Ladies, in regards to what role you're going to play in your marriage, you don't have to pray about it. Within the church, you don't have to pray about it. This is easy. It's already been set for you. And for men, in regards to what role you're going to play as a husband, as a father, as a leader in the church, it's set for you. But what you will have to pray about is if you will be obedient, and with what attitude you will be obedient. Today when you pray, please pray for Joshua Feary and his family, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember the Karanji LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.